All right, we are all here. You can go ahead.
I can go ahead and let's call the meeting to order. But Jennifer, you're going to have nothing else in front of me. So you're going to have to help me out.
Thank you, Vice Chair Cheskin. We will start by doing the roll call. We'll all go committee member by committee member. And if you can just say here when I read your name, committee member Quira. Oh, you're going to have to help me pronounce your last name.
K, think of like the letter K and Ross.
K Ross. Okay, committee member K Ross.
Here.
Commissioner Raspi.
Here, thank you.
Commissioner Burnett.
Here.
And Vice Chair Cheskin.
Here.
All right, and then I will roll the town civility.
The public is welcome to participate in the meetings, understanding that the purpose of the meeting is to conduct the important business of the town in an efficient and effective manner. For the benefit of the entire community, the town of Los Gatos asks that all speakers follow the town's meeting guidelines by treating everyone with respect and dignity. This is done by following meeting guidelines set forth in state law, in the town code, and on the cover sheet of the agenda. The town embraces diversity and strongly condemns hate speech and offensive, hateful language or racial intolerance of any kind at board, commission, or committee meetings. Town council and staff are well aware of the public's right to disagree with their professional opinion on various town issues. However, antisocial behavior, slander, hatred, and bigotry statements are completely unacceptable and will not be tolerated in any way, shape, or form at board, commission, or committee meetings. All public comments at the board, commission, or committee meeting must pertain to items within the subject matter jurisdiction of the town and shall not contain slanderous statements, hatred, and bigotry against non-public officials. The town will go through the following steps if a disturbance results from a member of the public not following these rules. If participating remotely, town staff may mute the individual with an explanation for the record of why muting occurred consistent with this policy. If participating in person, the chair may call a recess for violation of this policy, resulting in the immediate cessation of the audio and video recording and the commissioners exiting the chamber or meeting room. Staff will determine if the individual should be removed or if all members of the public should leave, depending on the extent of the disturbance. In the event that all public members exit, only the press would be allowed back in the meeting. Once the individual or individuals leave, the commissioners would return to the chamber or meeting room and the chair would resume the meeting. Persons disrupting a board, commission, or committee meeting may be cited for violation of the California Penal Code, Section 403.
Great. Thank you. I think time for verbal communications. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if you have access to your email right now. But our administrative assistant did just email you the script. If you have that available, that might help you get through the steps of the introductory language that we'd like to have at the beginning of the meeting.
Yep.
If not, and you'd like me to read some of it, let me know.
Nope, that's fine. I see it right here. So this meeting is being conducted utilizing teleconferencing and electronic means consistent with government code section 54953 as amended by Assembly Bill 361 in response to the state of emergency relating to COVID-19 and enabling teleconferencing accommodations by suspending or waiving specified provisions in the Ralph M. Brown Act. Consistent with AB 361 and Town of Los Gatos Resolution 2021-044, this meeting will not be physically open to the public, and the council and/or commissioners will be teleconferencing from remote locations. Members of the public can only participate in the meeting by joining the Zoom webinar. I am Barry Cheskin, Vice Chair of the committee, and I will be chairing the committee today. The committee is authorized by the Town Council and Code to review and make recommendations on items related to historic preservation, including making any required findings and considerations. When the item for which you wish to speak is announced, please click the raise hand feature in Zoom. If you are participating by phone on the Zoom app, please press star 9 on your telephone keypad to raise your hand. If you are participating by calling in, press pound 2 on your telephone keypad to raise your hand. Applicants and their representatives may have up to 5 minutes total for opening statements. Members of the public may have up to 3 minutes to comment. Applicants and their representatives may have 3 minutes total for closing statements. Since we have done the roll call, I will ask for verbal communications. Does anyone from the public wish to speak on an item not on the agenda today?
We do not have anyone here for verbal communications.
Great, thank you. Okay, we'll move on to the consent calendar. Does anyone wish to remove anything from the consent calendar, or do I have a motion to approve consent calendar, which includes the minutes from December 14th?
I'll move to approve.
Okay, I have a second.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Martha. Okay, we just have a vote. Steve?
Yes.
Martha?
Yes. Yes.
Susan?
Yes.
And I vote yes as well. The minutes are approved. Okay. So I'd like to open the public hearing on the first item, and would the planner like to summarize the application?
Yes, thank you and good afternoon, everybody. Before you this afternoon is considering a request to remove a presumptive historic property from the inventory located at 212 Thurston Street. The Santa Clara County Assessor's database lists a construction date of 1915 for this residence. The subject property is not located in the historic district and it's not included in the 1990 Ann Bloomfield survey. The Sanborn fire insurance maps do show a building footprint as early as 1928, and it's a consistent footprint from 1928 to 1944. The building footprint in 1956 shows evidence of additions that were constructed on the south elevation, which is the front, and the west elevation, which is the left side. The residence is a simple gable-ended structure with a composition roof, wood siding, and aluminum sliding windows. The staff would note that the aluminum sliding windows and the wood siding, which appears to be T111 sheet siding, were building materials that were not available prior to 1941. The applicant has provided the required research from the library, which didn't yield too much information. It does show some information from 1947 about the property ownership in a telephone directory. It's very likely, given the T111 siding, that the entire building was re-sided and the original siding was removed. It would be noted that today that would be considered a technical demolition, whether the original siding was covered up or removed. And lastly, I would state that the residence doesn't appear to exhibit any distinctive example of specific architecture. So staff's recommending that the committee review the request in front of you, and we are available to answer any questions.
Great, thank you, John. Do committee members have any questions for staff? All right, would the applicant like to provide input?
Unfortunately, it looks like the applicant has not been able to join us today. We can't, if there is additional information that committee members are looking for from the applicant, the item could be continued, but if sufficient information was provided in the written record, then review of the project can move forward.
Question to staff, would we be soliciting public comment at this point as well? Okay.
Yes.
Is there any member from the public who is wishing to speak on this matter?
does not look like we've got any members of the public here to speak on this item.
Very great. So I'd like to then close the public hearing and look for a discussion or a motion from the committee. Susan, I know you have your hand raised.
Yes, I'm ready to make a motion.
Okay. Is there any prior discussion? Would anybody like to discuss this matter?
All right. I guess I have a question.
Yeah.
Once this is taken off the inventory, can they build whatever they want there?
Good. Thank you for that question. It's a very common question, and the answer would be that if it's removed from the inventory, any future building would not be subject to review by the Historic Preservation Committee, but it would remain subject to the residential design guidelines and full review under what's called an architecture and site application, which is a discretionary application.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Martha. Okay, if there's no other questions or discussion, Susan, would you like to make a motion?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to remove the property. Remove a presumptive historic property pre-1941 from the historic resources inventory for property zoned R-1D, located at 212 Thurston Street, APN 410-15039.
And Sean, you had a comment or question? You have your hand raised.
I would just recognize that a representative from the property did just show up.
Okay.
If the committee would like to, before proceeding with the motion, invite the applicant to speak, that is fine. Though with the motion on the table, it seems that there aren't any questions. And so you could proceed since the public comment was closed.
I think we'll just proceed if no one objects. Susan, I mean, motion, do I have a second?
I'll second. Oh, go ahead, Martha.
No fighting.
I'll second, my second time today.
Okay, can I have a vote, please? Susan?
Yes.
Martha?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
I vote yes, the motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, and I will read the appeal rights. The decision of the committee can be appealed to Planning Commission by any interested person as defined by Town Code Section 2910.020 within 10 days on forms available online with fees paid. Final deadline is 4 p.m. on the 10th day.
Thank you. We move on now to other business. I guess maybe you can help guide us through this, Jennifer, on the election of the vice chair.
Yes, I would be happy to do that. So item 3 on your agenda is the election of chair and vice chair for the new year. And so I would look to the committee to see if anyone would like to make a motion to nominate somebody to be chair for 2023. And Commissioner Raspy.
Thanks so much. I think given Barry has the longest tenure on our committee and has served faithfully as vice chair and has today led us through a rigorous meeting, I think I would nominate Barry Cheskin to be chair of the HPC for the coming year.
And do I have a second?
I second it.
All right. And so then is there any discussion?
I assume, Barry, you want.
Yeah, sure.
You don't object to the you don't vote against yourself.
I guess we do still have a hand raised. I will open for public comment just in case. I believe they are interested just in speaking on the previous one and have a remaining hand up. But Jonathan, if you did want to speak on the election of chair, vice chair, please let me know.
Oh, no, I apologize. This is in regards to a new proposal.
At 212 Thurston Street?
No, this is for 150 West Main Street in Los Gatos.
Okay, that is not an item that is on our agenda today.
Oh, it was emailed. Well, I don't want to take up too much time on you're in this different subject right now. I did email a few weeks back But I don't want to interrupt what your agenda is at the moment.
Okay, thank you. Feel free to reach out to me directly via email, and we can see if we can figure out the schedule for the meeting you were intending to meet.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
I was prepared for some controversy, but
so we cleared that up. Then I will ask for a roll call vote. So we will start with committee member Kairos.
I approve his being appointed to chair.
Vote yes.
I vote yes. Yes.
Great. Commissioner Rossby.
Yes.
Commissioner Burnett.
Yes.
And Vice Chair Cheskin.
Yes.
All right, then Chair Cheskin, I will pass it back to you.
Great, and I think we need to elect a vice chair now, is that correct? Just a clarification, the vice chair can come from any member of the, including planning, including—
That is correct.
Great, okay. Does anyone have an interest in that particular role?
I will take myself out of consideration since I've served both as chair and vice chair within the past couple of years. So I will gladly hand that gavel off to one of our other esteemed members. I will say, Susa, I think you're more than qualified. And you've served the longest. If you have interest in being vice chair.
Sure.
I think you would, yeah, it's a great position to be in. I would encourage you to try it out.
That's fine.
Steve, Steve, do you want to make that motion?
Sure. Let me move that we make Susan Burnett, Planning Commissioner, the Vice Chair of the HBC for the upcoming calendar year.
I second that. Can I have a roll call vote? Steve?
Yes.
Martha? I didn't hear you, but I think that was a yes. You're muted. Okay, we'll take that as a yes.
I'm not muted.
Yes, they are.
Can you hear me? Yes, and Susan?
Yes. Okay. As long as I get that little printout from Jennifer.
Okay, the motion, you have to be fast on your feet. The motion carries unanimously. Susan is the vice chair of our committee. Thank you, Susan, for—
Congratulations to you, too. I think it's going to be a great year.
I plan to be on vacation a lot next year, so that's not true.
I resign.
All right, great. The next item is a meeting schedule for 2023. Jennifer, that's
correct. It's mostly for your information. If there was anything on there that was of concern, then you could let us know, but no vote is required for that item.
Can you remind us what the policy is on us going in person? I don't have any problem with the schedule.
It looks like the intent is to go back to in person in March, starting with the March meeting. So there is one more meeting via Zoom. We will get specific direction from Town Council next month on whether those will be in person or hybrid. But the indication from the policy committee was that there was support for HPC to go back to fully in-person meetings. So we'll be back to sitting around the table in council chambers.
That would be nice. The only time I met Steve in person was on the street in Los Gatos, so.
Oddly and repeatedly.
All right.
It's a lot of fun to sit around the table. I remember with Len Pacheco, you sit around the table there. We have all the plans out. And it's a good feeling to have the in-person time together. I mean, it's just a different feeling, but it's better, I think.
Yeah.
Martha, welcome to
her. I'm sorry, this committee in particular, we've had to deal with new materials that we, I think, all wanted to kind of touch and feel to see how they compare to the old ones, and we haven't had that opportunity. So I think that we can.
Well, Martha, welcome to our committee. And I think there being no further business, we are adjourned.